You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Okay, so last night, as expected, 100% predictable. You couldn't even bet on it. Caitlin Clark was taken number one overall in the 2024 WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever.
Right.
Now, as we were leading up to this, we were making fun of the name Indiana Fever.
The Fever.
We were making fun of the Fever.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was taken to task by somebody that works in the building who said, you know what, Rod, for once in your life, you sound like you actually care about a woman's sport.
Right.
And I said, Well, thank you. And they're like, that's not a compliment. But I said, thank you anyway. And they said, but listen, the name Fever is a pretty good name. It's not a horrible name. And the person was a Caitlin Clark fan. And she was like, I don't want you to mock the name of the team every time you do a Caitlin Clark highlight if you get to that. So
yeah.
I said, okay. And I went back to my desk and I thought about it and I thought, you know what? She's right. There's a lot of great Fever songs.
Are there? All right.
So that being said, in honor of the Indiana Fever taking Caitlin Clark number one last night, I'm going to give you my top five Fever songs. It's the Fever countdown. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Coming in at number five on the countdown, a woman who was born in a Boston neighborhood. The Boston neighborhood of Mission Hill. Her father was a butcher, mother a school teacher. She grew up to be the queen of disco. Here's Donna Summer with Summer Fever. Not bad. Number four on the countdown comes from a Welsh heavy metal band known as Bullet for My Valentine. Here is BFMV with Fever.
I can't see your fever.
I forgot about this one.
What a great song, man.
All right, coming in at number three on our Fever countdown in honor of the Indiana Fever selecting Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number three, a group of men that were born on the Isle of Man. In the late 1940s.
Right.
They grew up in Manchester, England, and would eventually be part of the best-selling movie soundtrack of all time, Saturday Night Fever. Here are the Bee Gees. Another good Fever song.
That's a killer.
Another good Fever song. So this person who called me out, kind of right.
Yeah.
We're almost to number one. Coming in at number two on the list, one of the best Fever songs of all time, comes from a woman who was a jazz singer, songwriter, composer, actress. Career spanned seven decades. From Jamestown, North Dakota, here is the late, great Peggy Lee.
Oh. You're giving me fever.
This is the version of record.
When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night.
All right, Rick, we've reached
pretty
number
badass.
One on the Rod Fitzwell Fever Countdown.
Right.
To me, this is clearly the greatest Fever song of all time. It hit number one on multiple charts back in the 70s. It's from a family of nine out of Watts, California. When it comes to Fever, there's nothing better than Boogie Fever. Here are the Silvers. Can you not love the song? So I can tell you if we end up doing some Caitlin Clark highlights at some point, you might hear that in the background because she will have the Boogie Fever.
Yeah.
Scoring those
little South American version,
go.
The Dengue Fever.
There you go. The U.S. men's basketball team has named their 11-man roster for the 2024 Paris Olympics with the option to select one more.
Yep.
On the squad, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Devin Booker, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis, and Anthony Edwards, baby. And as far as the one last spot remaining, according to sources, if they do take somebody, and I'm pretty sure they will, they're going to take Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Paolo Banchero, or Jalen Brunson. It will be one of those four guys. John Sterling, one of the most beloved and accomplished Major League Baseball announcers of all time, calling it quits after a 36-year career with the Yankees in the broadcast booth. He's 85 years old. Before the Yankees, he worked for several other teams, including the Braves, the NBA Atlanta Hawks, the Baltimore Bullets, if you remember them. He worked for the Nets. He worked for the Islanders. But the last 36 years, he's been behind the mic as a radio guy alongside Susan Waldman with the Yankees. And here is part two of John Sterling's greatest home run calls.
Swung on it, hit in the air to deep right. It is high, mid is far. It is gone. Away back in the right center field bleachers. Three quarters of the way back. A thriller from Godzilla. So Matsui, it's a two-out ninth-inning home run, and the Yankees trail 2-1.
The pitch swung on, hit high in the air, deep down the left field line. It is going to be gone! He's done it! A long, high drive down the left field line, just fair for a three-run home run. Alex Rodriguez has made Major League Baseball history, the youngest player ever to hit 500 home runs. An A-bomb from A-Rod.
Swung on and driven to deep left. Toward the line. She is gone. Aaron Judge lined one right down the line. A Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Yankees win. The Yankees win.
I'm going to miss that guy because the calls are
very
unique.
These are great, man, and they're entertaining as hell.
They are, and he's going to retire effective immediately. Yeah. Press conference Friday, and he's going to be back at the stadium to be honored on Saturday.
Right.
He said it's time for him to go. We're hoping that there's no medical situation here, but it was an abrupt announcement, you know, so kind of scary. Rashee Rice and Teddy Knox are being sued in Texas for over $1 million in actual damages and $10 million punitive damages by two people who say they were injured in the six-vehicle crash that the two caused on March 30th in Dallas. They're lucky that they're only being sued for $10 million. Both of these guys should thank God every single day they didn't kill anyone.
Or themselves.
Yes.
I mean, honestly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
In soccer, we've got three soccer stories for you. First, you can see this on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page. There was a Saudi Arabian spectator who wasn't happy with his team when they were playing a game in Abu Dhabi, which is in the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy. His team lost 4-1. And he had a player, like, called over to him, at which point the guy in the stands, the spectator, whipped out a whip and started whipping him.
From the stands?
From the stands. You can see it on the Facebook page. Yeah, boom, boom, boom,
dude,
boom.
Dude, in what world is this okay?
In Saudi Arabia, which, you know, what's interesting to me is, you know, I don't know if you realize this, but golf is an Olympic sport. So there will be U.S. golfers at the Paris Olympics.
Right.
I was thinking, do the Saudis offer up, you know, their live golfers the opportunity of dual citizenships so they can put together a team for the Olympics?
For the Olympics. Wow.
How would you like to see Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau represent the Saudis? Because they're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
They might as well do it some more. Go ahead, fly under that flag. Those guys are good guys. German Football Association not happy with the criticism they got over the new kit. Their new kit kind of looks well, it has an eagle.
It's not good.
The eagle looks similar to the Nazi eagle, and then the font they're using looks similar to the font that you would see on the SS soldiers' collars.
They had they show a jersey with a 44 on it,
and
the way the fours come out, they look like the lightning bolts from the
Gestapo. SS. Yes,
yeah,
not a good look.
It's not good.
And here's the problem: they weren't. There's no 44 on the team. I think the numbers go up to 29.
Well, then somebody manipulated it.
Well, what they did was they started ordering the 44. You know, it's kind of like when Ben Roethlisberger was accused of rape. And, you know, again, you know, you could say what you want, held your own opinion. I don't like the guy.
Yeah.
And he unfortunately, I had a root for the Steelers with him.
Okay, all right.
But when that happened, Baltimore Ravens fans started ordering Roethlisberger jerseys. But instead of Roethlisberger on the back, they were having the therapist put on there. Because basically...
because that
the rapist
spells out the rapist, right.
So therapist.
The word therapist.
And then the NFL figured out, why are all these orders coming in for these therapist jerseys? And they stopped it. So Adidas stopped the 44 after the first load went out. And then
and they saw what it looked like.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, anyways, Adidas lost the contract with the team now because in 2027 Nike will take over because they're tired of this stuff.
Wow.
The Ukrainians the Ukrainians have reason to celebrate. They qualified for the European Championship in soccer. That's great. You know, this is a country that's war-torn right now. And even they said the celebration was cut short because after they did it and went back, missiles started dropping once again from that a-hole in Russia. Ukraine 2-1 win over Iceland puts them in there. The Orioles beat the Twins last night 7-4. Phillies topped the Rockies in 10-2-1. Blue Jays over those Yankees 3-1 was the final. The Mets bounced back from their horrible start. They were 0-5. Well, they're 8-8. They beat the Pirates 6-3 last night. Braves knocked around the Astros 6-1. Braves knocked around the Astros 6-1. In Los Angeles, the Nationals beat the Dodgers 6-4. You know, when you're Russian, 6-4. LA has lost the last 4 out of 5, so good for them. On the ice, the Capitals running out of time to get into the playoffs, but a much-needed win last night. They beat the Bruins 2-0. Penguins also fighting for a playoff spot. 4-2 win over Nashville. Red Wings in overtime over the Canadiens. They, too, trying to get in 5-4. Rangers, they beat the Senators 4-0, clinched the President's Trophy, meaning they have the best regular season record, guarantees them home ice throughout the playoffs, but there's also a postseason jinx attached to this. The last President's Trophy winner to win a Stanley Cup was 2013, the Chicago Blackhawks. So, yeah, it's not a good thing.
Well, you know what? This might be the year, though, because Scheffler won the Masters after being the favorite going in, and the last time that happened was several years ago. So maybe this is the year.
Yeah, I hope not. I'm rooting for the Lightning. The Edmonton Oilers destroyed the San Jose Sharks 9-2, and in that game, Oilers captain Connor McDavid became only the fourth player in NHL history to record 100 assists in a single season. The three other guys, Bobby Orr, Mario Lemieux, they each did it once.
Right.
And Wayne Gretzky, who did it 11 times.
11 times.
Hey, you're never going to get out of his shadow.
Man.
All right, it is Tuesday, and it's time for your Skeletor fun fact, so here you go.
Remember, the female version of a teabag is called a clam slam. Until we meet again.
Clam slam.
Clam slam. Giving you the clam slam.
Yeah. Not pleasant.
No, not for you, maybe.
Depends on what you're into.
I mean, guy's probably going to like it.
Whoa! Off the rails.